Where the hell were they?
He shoved a candle in one of the candlesticks and set it down on his bedside table. It took two or three goes. He never suspected the pitch darkness would be the cause of so much pain. As he fumbled from room to room in search of the matches, he bumped into a succession of hard objects. He doubled up as his groin struck the corner of a table, sustained another cut as he knocked over the television set, and, worst of all, walked nose first into the edge of the open kitchen door. The sound of a nose breaking is not for the squeamish. David was squeamish. He howled in agony. When he regained control of himself, he could hear blood dripping from his face onto the floor.